This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Federal regulators say yesterday's settlement with 10 big Wall Street firms over suspect stock recommendations includes some of the biggest fines ever levied in a securities case. The firms have agreed to pay nearly $1.4 billion to settle charges that their stock analysis was unduly swayed by investment banking concerns. Less than a third of the settlement actually will go to investors who lost money because of the bad advice. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
SEC Chairman William Donaldson calls the settlement an important milestone in the agency's effort to restore public confidence in the stock market. Donaldson, who co-founded his own Wall Street firm, complains in the late 1990s, once honorable analysts became nearly unrecognizable. Their supposedly independent stock picks essentially bought and paid for by the companies selling the stock.
I speak very personally when I say that I am profoundly saddened and angry about the conduct that's alleged in our complaints.
None of the Wall Street firms admits to coloring research reports to satisfy investment banking clients, but they have agreed to pay nearly $1.4 billion in fines and other charges. Less than $400 million of that is earmarked for investors who listened to the bad stock tips and lost money. Attorney Jacob Zemanski, who represents disgruntled investors, says that money won't go far.
It's just a drop in the bucket. With 85 million Americans that have lost money in the stock market and $400 million settlement, we can't even get a happy meal for each person's family at McDonald's.
The SEC's enforcement director, Stephen Cutler, notes bad advice from analysts cannot be blamed for all the losses investors suffered in the stock market. He adds investors who do feel they were taken in by conflicted analysis can still seek additional compensation on their own.
There is a system of private litigation out there, and the government regulatory actions are not intended to substitute for that.
State and federal regulators have uncovered evidence that might help investors in challenging Wall Street firms, including emails that show analysts knew about financial problems at some of the companies they were touting. Yesterday, New York State Attorney General Eliot Spitzer released a new document showing, in his words, how far up the food chain that information went.
It's a document obtained from Solomon Smith Barney, in which the head of global equity research, in the handwritten notes of his own presentation to the most senior management at Citigroup, says that their research is, quote, ridiculous on its face. Ridiculous on its face.
Attorney Zemanski plans to use that newfound evidence to help more investors recover some of the money they've lost. But he says investors have to prove they relied on the suspect stock research, and that's not easy to do.
I hear from investors all over the country that lost their retirement savings, their kids' education money, following major Wall Street firm research. Those people will be bringing cases one by one in arbitration and in the class actions. This is just the beginning of a war of attrition between brokers and their clients, which could last the next 5 years.
Another investor's attorney, Mark Raymond, adds that private litigation would have been easier had regulators been able to get the Wall Street firms to admit to some wrongdoing. Under the settlement, state governments will receive the same amount that was set aside for investors. Wall Street firms will also have to put up more than $430 million to bankroll independent stock research, and they have to adopt new rules designed to prevent their own stock analysts from being tainted by investment banking clients. SEC Chairman Donaldson suggests those structural reforms are more significant than the fines in the settlement. He says while investors who lost money can never be fully repaid, the reform should go a long way towards restoring the honor of the research profession. Scott Horsley, NPR News.